Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is great to be with you. Already a little bit of a mishap. My mouse died right as soon as I went to click. You know, I clicked go live and then it died, so I couldn't even pull the camera up. It's going to be a fun live show today, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say thank you for being with us today. I'm pretty pumped about today because, one, we're continuing our roster countdown series. We have number 73 to 69. And for those of you keeping track at home, I thought we already did number 73. We did. But when the 49ers make a roster move, we have to insert another person if we've already covered some. So the 90 man becomes a 95, becomes a 99 man by the time it's all said and done. And probably the reason why I'm most excited, Ashton Davis is the newest addition. He's going to come in. You know, we put him in at the very next number whenever the 49ers make a change. But if I'm going to be very honest with you, if I had to re-rank where Ashton Davis, the 49ers' new safety, newest addition to the team, would be ranked on the countdown, it'd be in the 50s. Maybe upper 40s, but probably the 50s. This is a very, very important player. He's coming in number 73 on our countdown. We'll get into all the different stuff that's going on. He's already taken second team reps at OTAs. He's got a long standing history with the 49ers coaching staff. Love this guy. I have been clamoring since before the draft. This is a very easy signing that won't cost much at all. Experience, has what you don't have in the safety room. Special teams upside. Check, 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 check. Ashton Davis is key. So that's what we're going to be starting off with. This is episode 1657 of the 49ers Rush podcast, which, man, so excited to be with you guys again. Thank you for all the hashtag CCs, the countdown crew coming in strong. What's up, Monkey? We got Howdy, Kimbro. You guys are the best. Great to see everybody. It's Saturday, man. Why not talk some 49ers football? What else we got going on? there's a lot of stuff going on, but you always got to make time for these Niners. I love it. Tom, appreciate you, man. He says, love that you do these. Better understand the roster moves and competition to make the team. That's the whole goal. The amount of time that goes into these countdown videos is much more than our average episode, and definitely not me by myself. Shout out to Ben, Josh, Zach. They are our crew that represents the countdown and just, man, all the pages and pages. We have 85 pages of notes and counting on this countdown, ranked 1 through 90. And the premise is this. Which players have the largest or most important impact on the 2026 season alone? Not about long term, just this year. We rank 1 through 91, all four of us. We average them all out. That gives us the 1 through 91. And then we just start diving into details. And very similar to what Atomic said, like, I want you to know the ins and outs of every single roster battle, whether that's fighting for a practice squad spot, fighting for the 53, fighting for starting reps, or shoot, you're going to be a likely captain of this team. Now, we're at 73 through 69 today. Not a lot of starters, but let's kick it off. Ashton Davis comes in number 73 because he is the newest addition to the roster. Those are the rules by which we've done this. And we're on, like, I think 6 year. Yeah. Is this 2022, 23, 24, 25? This fifth year that we've been keeping track of these. And this is somebody that could start. And Matt Barrows came out just 2 or 3 days ago and said, man, do not count out Marquise Siegel. Do not count out Ashton Davis as potential starting safeties week one in Australia. Like, that is a very, very real opportunity for this player because Ashton Davis has something none of the 49ers have, and that is experience at the safety position. Malik Mustafa is definitely the favorite. And then, you know, that number two spot, Marquise Siegel, Jair Brown, I think they want Jair Brown to win it. His upside's there for sure. The ball skills are there. But then comes in Ashton Davis, 29-year-old safety, a former third-round pick. He was drafted higher than any of these players. He was the 68th pick overall, very high third-round pick back in 2020. And, man, let's just go through the profile that is Ashton Davis. Wearing jersey number 29. He's 6'1", 205. Ideal build for a safety. 29 years old. Local kid. From Santa Cruz, California. Went to Santa Cruz High. Went to Cal Berkeley. And the funny thing is, his pathway to the NFL is big time different. He was a track guy. This dude was a four-time All-American track athlete, Pac-12 champion in the hurdles, set the Cal, still the Cal school record, 7.64 in the 60-meter hurdles, third best in the country that year. Like, this dude is a stud athlete speed. Hurdles was his event. But, like, you look at it, he ran a 10.7 in the 100. Like, speed. He's not fast. That does not do Ashton Davis justice. And you say, well, he's 29. Make no qualms about it. You have a 4.3 safety in Marquise Siegel. Ashton Davis is still faster than him, despite being 5 years older. I do not care. You put every single 49ers player on the line of scrimmage and you have a 40-yard dash, Ashton Davis is going to be the champion of that entire roster. There's speed, there's football speed, there's track speed. Track speed is different. Ashton Davis is fast no matter what world or what platform you put him on. At 29 years old, don't give a damn. Fast. The need for speed is there. I mean, just blazer. This dude's a blazer. Got blazer, all types of lasers. Ashton Davis is different whenever it comes to speed. And the Niners have kind of shied away, for the most part, speed at the safety position. They love that strong safety type, that extra linebacker type, and it's cost them time and time and time again because you don't have speed on the back end. You just don't have it. They don't value that. Well, Ashton Davis and Marquise Siegel, a little bit of a changeup. Now, you go back to Ashton Davis's college tenure, okay? He was a stud college track athlete, played for Cal football, was great. Gets drafted in the third round by the Jets, number 68th overall in the 2020 draft. Niners didn't have a third round pick that year. That's the third round pick that was traded for Trent Williams, one of the greatest NFL trades in the history of the NFL. Unbelievable. And it's funny because he was drafted as a safety, obviously. And he is a safety, obviously. But he's also a core special teams player. Anybody want to guess who the special teams coach was of the 2020 Jets when they drafted him? Ding, 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 ding. Brant Boyer, the current 49ers special teams coach. Brant Boyer was with him not 1 year, not 2 years, not 3 years, not 4 years. Five consecutive seasons, Brant Boyer coached this guy as a starting safety and as a special team stud. Ashton Davis has over 1,200 career special team snaps. You play him everywhere. Yeah, literally every single special teams. Punt return, kickoff return, even field goal block. He's on all of it. And the only thing he's not on is extra point field goal. That's it. All the other, like, and so the more and more you dive into Ashton Davis and the 49ers, dude, he's a better special teamer than any other safety they have. Maybe not Ciaran Neal at this point in his career. But it's just like, man, the ways in which he can make this roster. It's there. Ashton Davis has active snaps as the dime big nickel guy. Ashton Davis has free safety starts. Ashton Davis has strong safety. He has special teams. Like, there's just so many ways, the versatility and the speed and the IQ and the football savviness. It's just there with this kid. And it just seems so easy for him to make this roster. You have these three young pups fighting for safety. And in comes this aging vet. I've said this time and time again. Niners do not value safety when they could just pick up an experienced veteran off the street and he could become a guy. Tayshawn Gibson, right? Like, this has happened and happened and happened and happened. I really, really like this player. And, you know, I was clamoring, you know, me and Larry, He asked, you know, one of his common questions offseason, if you could pick up anybody off the street for the 49ers roster. Ashton Davis has been my answer for months. It just made too much sense. Finally happens, and I'm just like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Now, Ashton Davis did have a quad injury. This is the 49ers' third team. He was with the Jets for five years. Last year was with the Miami Dolphins. Now he's with the 49ers. Had a quad injury in 2025. Missed a couple games, but like it wasn't like a major. It was like a thigh bruise would be my assumption, the best I could find looking it up. Still started 12 games last year, played in 15. Wasn't great, but had over 700 snaps. Was not used special teams at all in Miami. He was just the starting safety. Remember, they traded away Minka. They brought him in to take that spot. Played fairly well. Not great. 65 tackle. He's a tackling machine. 3 tackle for loss, 1 forced fumble, 4 pass breakups, 1 pick. PFF scores really low. 52 coverage grade, 49 run defense. But if you know anything about Miami, that defense was rough last year. Bad. Niners defense looked all pro compared to what Miami was putting out there. 49ers bring him in on a 1-year, $1.7 million deal. Way more than the minimum. And $285,000 guaranteed. Again, way more than the minimum. Now, $285,000 guaranteed. That's not big enough for the 49ers to not walk away from it if he doesn't earn that spot. So it's not like he has a guaranteed spot. But it took Jerry Gray and Raheem Morris 4 practices with their current safeties before they brought this dude in. And, I stole that from KP. Shout out to KP, Niner Nation. He's the man, Kyle Posey. He put that out there on Twitter. I started laughing. I retweeted it. Now it's burned into my brain. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co. It's a clothing brand built around that. Started by 2 guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Troll Co. runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. For some, summer is their favorite season. Travel, pick up the kids, they're out of school, adventure, it's all out there. For others, juggling it can be tough and can lead to being overwhelmed and counting down the minutes until the kids are back in school. And many worry they're wasting their days of sunshine. Well, therapy can help better understand their needs. Feel more confident about setting boundaries. Create a version of summer that actually feels good. And with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works. Their average rating is 4.9 out of 5 for live sessions based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the United States. And they do all the initial matching work with you for the therapist. Short questionnaire helps identify your needs, your preferences, and over 12 years of experience in the industry-leading match fulfillment rate means they typically get it right the first time. But if you're not happy with your match, switch to a different therapist at any time from all of the tailored recommendations. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy, sign up, and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. the safeties are a mess. It's a mess. They're young, and there's potential in that safety room, but what does potential mean? This means you ain't done it yet. And none of them, Mustafa included, have been consistent players. Consistency seems to be the theme of the 49ers 2026 offseason. Let's go get some experienced vets that you know exactly what you're getting. Play in, play out. Let's make it happen. Ashton Davis fits that. Another value-based contract, $1.7 million. Not breaking the bank whatsoever. Still get to roll forward that $70 million, which you kind of have to because the cap years are so bananas the next two seasons for the 49ers. This is just such a wonderful signing. I really, really like him. And he's like a 50-50 shot to make this roster. I want to go above. I want to say he's like a 60-40 shot to make the roster, Ashton Davis. And one of the first players in our roster countdown, we started at 91. You only keep 53. Ashton Davis has a very real likelihood of joining the 49ers roster and making it onto the 53. Might not make the initial 53. Could be one of those Shanahan handshake deals where you bring back the veteran and say, hey, we're going to guarantee put you on the practice squad and elevate you first 2 weeks. That type of guy. But make no mistake, Ashton Davis is in the mix. Ashton Davis is in the mix. Number 29. We've seen that at safety a lot. I'm pretty excited. So I want to take some break before we move on through the rest of our countdown. That's our write-up on Ashton Davis. Shout out to Josh jumping on that one. Johnny on the spot. Let's get to a couple more of these kind of question marks and, you know, comments that we have. Not just on Ashton Davis, but the safety position in whole, because I'm going to be very honest with you. This is the weakest position group on the 49ers roster. Safety, tight end, it's not even close. You want to throw in center, I'm cool with that. But you at least know who's starting at center, even if you don't like it. But safety, tight end, center, those are the spots. Kali, what's up, man? He says, Siegel's greater than Brown. I agree. I do agree. Big time, big time. Howdy, Davis has the speed and game reps to make a legitimate run at starting. This dude has played in 84 games for his career, Ashton Davis. He's played a lot of damn football. It is there. The speed, you ain't got to worry about that. Tommy, what's up, Tommy, man? Glad you're back home. Getting ready for a gig. Thanks for entertaining while I pack up, bro. Dude, go make that money. Shred him up, big dog. Josh, we got Josh in the house, 4 hours faithful forever, 90. He's the one that helps us with all these background reports and everything. He's the freaking man. Monkey, it's great during the preseason going, who's number question mark? Hey, it's so-and-so. They worked their butt off to get here, and they're still at it. That's the goal. And, you know, I get these, you know, sometimes messages and DMs from family members of players, which is cool because how many people are, you know, putting these episodes out of back into the roster, guys? Not a lot. And so it's kind of cool, like, to participate in that. But my favorite thing is whenever I get a message from a supporter that says, dude, saw so-and-so, I know all about him now, and I'm cheering for him in the preseason game, and they make a tackle for loss or reception or special teams tackle. And it's like, yeah, we want to increase the fan experience. The more knowledge and know-how of these players, the better time you're going to have watching 49ers preseason. We're trying to turn you into hardcore faithful members. That's look at the hat, man. It says faithful. A fan of fans. That's what we do here. Appreciate you, Law of All. You're awesome. Atomic, seems like we have got a lot more focus on speed, which I like to prevent getting burnt. It on the back end's been bad. Since Shanahan showed up, speed at the defensive back position has not been valued, whether that's a Robert Saleh thing, Shanahan thing, John Lynch thing, whatever. Has it been a core trait that they have targeted? Maybe this changes. Prysock's quick, man. Siegel's quick, man. Ashton Davis, quick, man. You're getting some of that. Law of All, Siegel has shown major talent. He does. Best tackler on the team. Despite his down moments, remember the Eagle playoff game? He was rolling, dude. I want Siegel to start. If I had it my way, it'd be Malik Mustafa and Marquis Siegel. Those would be my two starters. And I'd throw Jair Brown on special teams, and I'd throw Ashton Davis on special teams. And then I would probably rotate safeties a little bit more than they do. The 49ers never rotate back end players. I wish that they would. I just think it allows for more learning. Whenever you step off the field for a series and you're standing next to your defensive backs coach and you can coach up and say, now watch this. You see this? Watch their 2-to-1 movement here. This is what I want you to do. Okay, you got it now. You see it now. You hear me now. And I know you do these, you know, sideline adjustments and stuff like that. But, man, I get other people more reps. And I don't think it has to be you have to play 100% of snaps all the time. I just don't. I don't see that, but that's what it is. Big Brick, it always blows my mind the 49ers value safety so little given Lynch's career as a safety. They do not care about the position at all, and they will not. They drafted an all-pro safety and let him walk. Huff goes signs elsewhere, all-pro season again. Defense has not been the same since Talanoa Hufanga has not been back there. And I know there are some Huff detractors and think he was terrible and all that stuff. It's pretty hard to argue with the 2-time all-pro safety, man, picked in the 5th round. But yeah, right, it felt like Hufanga was still in the draft just to let him go. Really wish we would have kept him. Really wish we would have kept him. I freaking love that dude. Yeah, that's what it is. Right here, Josh, love Prysock more though. Yeah, Prysock, man, he's going to be a corner eventually, maybe could fail at corner then go to safety. I don't think he's going to get safety snaps this season. I just don't. I don't see it. Davis has enough years under his belt to not be subjected to waivers, right? He's a vested vet. Yeah, yes, he is. Yes, he is. So you can do the Shanahan handshake deal where you say, look, we're going to cut you. You're not going to make the 53, but we're going to throw you some more guaranteed money, bring you back on the practice squad. We're going to guarantee elevate you week one. That is the Shanahan staple. He does it usually at the wide receiver position, but you could do that at the safety position as well very easily. You've got to be this year more than ever. And as we go through this countdown, I think you're going to start to realize 2026 49ers roster is not 2025 or 2024. Way more competition, way more depth than they have had in the last 2 years. Last year's 53-man roster was the easiest to predict. Easiest. You knew who was making it. It was so top heavy. And then you had all those draft picks and then nothing. You had no veteran backup depth at all. Now they made that change. This year is going to be difficult. That 53 man, you know, we do our, the 49ersrush.com where we put up all of our breakdowns. Go check it out. We got multiple videos on all the rookies. Go check it out. We do Zoom hangouts once a month. And one of my favorite meetings we do every year is trying to predict the 53-man roster. We do that together. And so go sign up to 49ersrush.com or our Patreon channel. We'll be doing that once, you know, the season gets closer. But we will have a Zoom hangout later this month as well. 7-day free trial. Go check it out. That's how I pay the bills. It's how I feed the family. If you like what we do here, we have tiers all the way down from $2 all the way up to, you know, way past $20. $20 probably the highest content area that we go, but like, go check it out. And if you like it, man, again, that's how we live. That's how we live over here. Lava, I think Mustafa's injury stifled his progress. He's a real talent, should show this year. Injuries affect players' development. There is no doubt about that. To be in the top shape that your body could physically be in, then get injured, overcome that injury, but not only overcome the injury, you can't train the way you want to train when you're injured. You just can't. You just can't. I jacked up my shoulder, man. Yeah, like, obviously, nobody's mistaken me for a pro athlete, but like, I jacked up my shoulder sleeping. That's the age I'm at. I can't do bench to save my life. It's been like 2.5 weeks. Can't do shoulders. I could do some back, but it's like, good Lord, like, what chest exercises can I do with a bum shoulder? Like, imagine you're a pro athlete and you have a lower body injury. Can't do sprints. Can't do squats. Can't do any of that stuff. Now, you get over the injury, then you get a train, but how long does it take you to train to get to that peak performance to compete against the world's best athletes 70 snaps a game? The little mistakes, the little injuries hinder you so much. it just throw you off. You're not at your best. I do think that that's what happened to Dominic Pooney. It's what happened to CJ West. It's what happened to Jordan James. What's happened to Malik Mustafa. It's what happened to Ricky Pearsall. It's what happened to Jacob Cowan. You go on and on and on with this roster. Injuries are not just time missed. Injuries are how long till you get back to your peak performance. Those are two different things. You might miss three games. That's going to affect you for seven. That's just the way it goes. What's up, Captain? Appreciate you, man. Khalil, that open field tackle Siegel had on Devontae Smith was a thing of beauty. I mean, it's hard to bring down Devontae Smith in flag football. That dude just goes out there, freaking eagle wings. I mean, eyes up, run through what you see, what you hit. Man, bite the ball, wrap up. And I said this, you know, Marquis Siegel is one of my favorite players coming out of that draft just because it was like, dude, this guy is a designated 10 out of 10 Niner. I don't give a damn what anybody says. It translates. He's just got to get there in coverage. And the funny thing is, he is there in coverage. Just got to make plays in coverage. He's where he should be, but you got to put fear in the quarterback's eyes. The quarterback looks up and sees you and says, well, I can still throw it. That guy don't make plays on the ball. Even if he is covered, he's open. That's the issue. Yeah, one of my favorite rooks as well. Love that dude, man. Love that dude. Josh right here. Love this. John, off topic. But if we suffer another injury at tight end, that may cost our season. It's bad at tight end now. The assumption the 49ers have, and they're Kittle too, they're putting this out like crazy. He could be ready week one. He could be ready week one. He could be there's a lot of could based in that. Because if he can't go week one, all right, Jake Tonsis has proven he could fill in and be a viable option in the receiving game. But Luke Farrell has proven time and time again, when Kittle is out, he cannot play up to the tight end one. He cannot. He can't. Jake Tonsis, awesome. He receiving, he's not Kittle. But, like, he could do a damn good job and get it done. After that, you got nothing. Khalil Dinkins not even out there practicing. Undrafted free agent. You need him to get those reps. Tight end's bad. Now, the good news for the 49ers, it's such a cheap position that's been discarded by the NFL that, guess what? There are tight ends still out there that you could go get. Zach Ertz still out there. I don't want to put Darren Waller. Will Disley, Taysom Hill, that would be kind of fun. Harrison Bryant, Robert Tonyan just signed with the Steelers. Anthony Firks, like, there are guys that you could go get. None of those guys are like, ooh, we got to have them. We got to have them. But there are guys that are like, okay, they can come in and do what you need to do. So do they bring in more tight ends? I'm not sure they will. They have them. They have them on the roster. And we have another tight end on today's countdown. So I'm gonna park those tight end questions until, you know, we get to that player. Look at Monkey. What kind of exercise can I do with the bum shoulder? Beer lifting. You can't, but actually, here's the thing. So where I sit in my recliner, I have, like, the little coffee table to the right, and, like, that's the issue. I can't reach my arm laterally and then lift up. So, like, beer lifting hurts right now. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I've got to, like, bring the coffee in, then lift. I can't do the out. Yeah, that hurt. That hurt. That I'm whoever my physical therapist friend is. That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. I love it. I love it. Howdy, you know, feels like Juice may temporarily be the fix at tight end. Bobby Turner mentioned he's been in the tight end room. They tried to do that week two last year, and then Juice got hurt. And so that does help some. Just allow that dude to, he could do a lot of the same things. He really, really can. All right, let's move on to our countdown number 72. Probably one of the least liked outside of the 49ers building. Most liked inside the 49ers building. Number 72, Nick Zakel. Oh, man. Brock Purdy's roommate. You know, they love him, all that stuff. You know, he's awesome. It's just he has not been able to make an impact for the 49ers whatsoever. you look at his, he's been with the 49ers since we've been counting down these countdowns. In 2022, he was a 56. 2023, he was 52. Last year, 2024, 73. Last year, 41. Finally thought he was going to make a jump, and still nothing. Still nothing. Back down to 72. So he jumped up 32 spots for last year, back down 31. But just a guy that is, you know, I don't want to say just a guy, Jag, right? That's what they call him. He just can't fight his way onto this roster. He just can't. But the team loves him so much, they keep bringing him back. Nobody else wants him. And he's just one of those utility, you know, center, guard, whatever, that just can't play in the games. Where's jersey number 63, 6'5", 315, was as close to a gold helmet guy as they had in the draft that they got him in. Went to Fordham, smart as hell. Brecksville Broadway High School, really smart guy. Got accepted into Yale, chose Fordham because he wanted to play and make it to the NFL, which he achieved. He's done that. You know, you look at team captain, you know, whatever else. He was awesome. Drafted by the Niners, going into year five. Purdy's roommate, just hasn't improved at all. I was at the training camp the time they moved him to center, and they fired him from center the same practice. Next year, they moved him to center again. Now he's out there helping with center quarterback snap exchange pregame. But, like, I don't know what he could do. He can run block. He just can't pass block for anything. He was drafted 2022 sixth round, pick 187 overall. And the 49ers got that pick by trading Jonas Griffith. You remember him? He was on the 49ers rush. Really fun player. Traded him to the Broncos. Malcolm Rodriguez, linebacker, went the pick after Nick Sakel, which hurts. But yeah, Nick Sakel's played in 29 games. He's had two starts. He's a depth piece. Tore his bicep in 2023. Played in two games last year, week 7 and 8, 34 snaps. It's just not good. 48 run blocking grade, 26 pass pro grade. Like, ugh, and that's in junk time. He's on a 1 year, $1.2 million, no guarantees. He's made $3 million in his career, and he is at the back of the back of the back of this 49ers roster whenever you're looking just at, you know, offensive line. It's just not good. Dominique Pooney, Connor Colby, Brett Toth, Robert Jones, Carver Willis, Nick Zakel is behind all of them considerably. I don't think that there's a way that Nick Zakel makes this roster. I cannot find it. But it's also pretty damn hard to figure out if Nick Sakel is going to be on anything but the practice squad, because I think he will. These are the types of guys that the 49ers just love to hang on to. Because he's a hard worker, because he's smart, because they like him in the locker room, because he's, you know, one of those guys. But he's not very good. He is just not very good. So Nick Sakel, he comes in number 72. And I'm going to be really, really honest. Number 71, one of my favorite players on this countdown, and I'm pretty excited about him. That's James Thompson Jr., priority free agent with upside. We're going to be talking about him right after this. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Man, we're going to be in Australia, Mexico, Atlanta, Dallas, and Seattle this year. Also looking to add some home games. And I got to say, man, shout out to the wonderful Miho. She got me this awesome 49ers faithful down under patch. It is a kangaroo stud. The Niners jersey is freaking awesome, man. I cannot wait. Oh, I can't wait. So I hope you're coming with us to Australia. We're going to be having a good time. Thank you, Captain. Rush Party in Seattle. All are badass, man. I just can't wait to see you again. We always have a good time there. Atomic, those who haven't gone to a Niners Rush event, you got to go. So much fun. Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Can't wait to party again. And right here, Martin, he says, I was hoping for Arizona, but I might have to hit Atlanta. There's a chance we do Arizona, but with that flex game the last week of the year, it's always kind of hard to plan, you know, venues, travel, hotels, all that stuff whenever they change it 10 days before. We might be in Arizona, but it's just, it's so hard. So we're focusing on those five dates right now. Yeah, that patch is freaking awesome, man. Yeah, shout out to Mio. She's a legend. All right, let's get to number 71 on the roster countdown. James Thompson Jr., height, character, and a major splash player at the defensive line spot. Chris Kucerik said, you know, in the interviews this week, we really thought he was going to get drafted. We were shocked whenever he wasn't. And you know, it's easy for coaches to go out there and just say, like, we really like this player. We really like this player. But when they put their money where their mouth is, it's a big deal. James Thompson Jr. got the highest, you know, guaranteed salary of any priority free agent the 49ers have given, I think, in the past five seasons. And they're 28th in priority free agent spending in the NFL. They're bottom five. But James Thompson Jr., they spent big time. Big time. $280,000 guaranteed. The most the 49ers ever shill out. They like this kid. And the defensive tackle room, they value more than any other position. That and edge. Quarterback for sure, too. But, like, they value this spot. And the defensive tackle room's loaded. Like, the depth chart, and that's probably why James Thompson Jr. is at 71. You look at the depth room, and it's just like, oh, damn. Like, there are a lot of guys fighting for a job here. But James Thompson Jr., he is such a stud. Kimbrough, look at this. Thanks for the super chat. He says, I'm excited about the home game events. Man, we're finalizing that stuff and, you know, just getting contracts signed and all that stuff. But, yeah, it's going to be fun. Not on the 49ers grounds whatsoever. We'll never do that again. I don't like people telling me what I can and can't do. I'm here for the fans. That's what I'm going to do or not do. So pretty excited about this. This is off, but it's right next to the stadium. So really, really excited about that. More details come out. I'll let you know. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Oh, it's going to be fun. Oh, it's going to be fun. So James Thompson Jr. comes in, defensive tackle, wearing jersey number 75, 6'6". Dude is huge, 308. He's 23 years old. He was at Wisconsin for four seasons, then transferred to Illinois for 1 year in 2025. He's an Ohio kid. Went to Roger Bacon High School, finished as a three-star recruit who committed to Wisconsin. He played both offense and defensive lines in high school. Three-time academic Big Ten. That is huge. Niners value that big time, big time, big time. This is a smart kid. Was a vital piece on the defensive line for Illinois. Finished up his career, goes undrafted, and there's some issues in his tape. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, the potential in the body is awesome. The splash plays are great, you know, but consistency, it's not there yet. Doesn't mean it can't be. He's 23. He played 54 games, 100 combined tackles, 15 tackle for loss, 7 sacks, 31 pass breakups. So, like, you think of a 6'6 defensive tackle, you want to see some of those pass breakups. James Thompson Jr., he gets his hands up and he messes up the quarterback's pathway, you know, throwing the ball consistently. Dane Brugler of The Athletic had a 7th-round grade on him. He was not one of the players I graded. And again, Kucerik, we had a draftable grade on this kid. Now, the lack of length, which is weird because he's 6'6", right? He's got 31-inch arms. Those are like cornerback arms. And he doesn't use his arms well. He's got heavy hands, but his pad level's rough. James Thompson Jr. pops up way too high. He's one of those dancing bear guys that plays under his pads, not behind him. So he's not like that burst off the line consistent guy. He's a splash player. He makes linemen miss from time to time, and he's got to develop just a consistency. But the frame is there. The intelligence is there. The strength is there. You know, one of the best bench press guys at the combine as well. Again, short arms. I know about that. But yeah, he's got to learn to play behind his pads instead of under them. I don't like that. Lateral quickness is good. That's probably one of my favorite things I saw on tape. Does struggle versus double teams. Consistency's not there. He's a push-the-pocket type of pass rusher, but he's a push-the-pocket-and-get-into-the-quarterback's-eyes pass rusher. Type of guy that would give Brock Purdy fits, right? Because he's so huge. This dude's freaking 5 inches taller than Brock Purdy. Gets those, you know, balls bad down. Dane Brugler had this quote in The Beast. Quote, overall, Thompson is more of a splash player than consistent presence, but he has the tools for disruptive flashes, which will help his pro chances. That's exactly it, man. And again, gets the priority free agent deal, but $280,000 guaranteed, the most the Niners gave out. But you look at the depth. The defensive tackle room is stacked, man. Oso Digizua, Alfred Collins, C.J. West, Grayson Halton, Sebastian Valdez, Evan Anderson, James Thompson Jr., and Bryson Eason. That is eight. That's eight players, man. You don't keep eight. Niners keep 5 to 6 defensive tackles. Can James Thompson beat out Evan Anderson, Bryson Easton, and Sebastian Valdez? We'll see. Because this is one of those guys that could be acclaimed. You cut him, could get claimed. Really, 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 really like this dude. Right here, Big Tone, appreciate you, man. Will it be a rookie undrafted backups as defensive tackle depth? You've got rookies, and so the question is, would you rather have Sebastian Valdez or Evan Anderson, who's not practicing right now, or would you rather have these other two guys with more upside? You know Sebastian Valdez and Evan Anderson are not going to get claimed. You know that. They've survived an entire season on the waiver wire practice squad. Nobody picked them up. James Thompson Jr., I'm not so sure. Bryson Eason, I'm not so sure. For a team that values this position as much as almost any other position, it's going to be hard. Yeah, I would not be shocked if at this position there is one of those Shanahan mystery injuries to kind of shelve a player for a year. But then again, like you look at this room, everybody's coming back. There are no expiring contracts. Osa's got several years left. Alfred Collins, several years left. C.J. West, same. Grayson Hall, rookie deal. Like, none of these guys are getting out of the room unless you let them. You have them all signed. So it's not only just like this year. You've got a young room. 28's the oldest guy in this room. That's Osa. All these other guys are first, second-year players. Every single one of them. Evan Anderson's in his third year. But, man, that defensive tackle room, it is young and it is stout, man. It is a freaking awesome, 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 awesome room. Yeah, right here, howdy. You know, James Thompson Jr. and Eason were undrafted free agent steals. I was shocked at both of them. I had Bryson Eason graded. He was good. Yeah, Buckner Armstead size, that's for sure. Yeah, Logan, I still feel Sebastian Valdez needs more reps. Yeah, he's fun to watch. Not consistent, but he is fun. And he's a practice warrior. That dude, they elevated Sebastian Valdez the maximum amount of times and healthy scratched him just so he could get paid. Like, because he was the practice squad player of the week so many times and scout team player of the week, all that stuff. Like, he gives people good looks. But in games, not as consistent. He's got to show it more in the preseason. That's his time to shine. In practice, he shows up all the time. Kimbrough, I like Valdez too. Oh, what's up, Bit? Another one of the producers of today's show, NY Niners 4949. Friend, legend, stud, the man. Yeah, exactly. They got these three techs. Yeah, and we're not talking about that dude. I'm staying away from that one. Yeah, so D-line depth is day and night compared to last year. I am so, like, I don't like it when players lose their jobs, for sure, but I was so happy they did not bring back the two defensive tackles from last year, Jordan Elliott and Khalil. Like I wanted, they were just not consistent players. You got all these young guys, and I kept saying this last year, why are you wasting all these snaps to these guys that aren't going to be around? I don't understand it. And they just kept doing it, but it's the Shanahan way. I don't like it, but they do it all the time. They do it all the freaking time. Anyway, now if you like what we do, man, make sure you turn that notification bell on.
If you haven't already, go ahead and click that subscribe button. And right next to that subscribe button is the bell. Once you click on that, click all. That way, anytime we go live, you will get notified and you will be able to enter into all of the giveaways that we do for Countdown Crew. And to be honest with you, it is by far the best way to support our channel. Thank you. Hit that subscribe button. Turn on all notifications.
All right. What is a countdown without some kickers and punters? Number 70, Corliss Waitman, hang time and NFL experience. He is currently the only punter on the roster, but the 49ers did bring in another priority free agent, Jack Bowmester, who I do think is going to win that roster, but he hasn't been given a visa, so he can't practice and he can't have an official contract and he can't come here yet. So the 49ers have two punters, or at least plan to have two punters, but they're waiting on the logistics for freaking immigration to let him come practice, which is total bullshit. Let this dude get here. He played for Texas, but Corliss Waitman legitimately has a shot at this job. Now, he comes in number 70. He's a punter, wears jersey number 7, 6'2", 210. He's 30 years old. Played at South Alabama. Really unique story. Like the more I dove into Corliss Waitman, the punter, I'm just like, ooh, like, awesome. Born in Belgium. Born in Ghent. His father was a pro Belgium basketball player. They moved to Florida at 15. He went to Milton High School. And like you kind of, his uncle played at Florida State. His dad played at South Alabama. Elite athletic family, all this stuff. The whole family of athletes, which I love. Goes undrafted. But did get drafted in the CFL back in 2022. He's got a legit shot. He's got $500,000 guaranteed money. Like, they didn't think, I can guarantee you, they thought Jack Bowmester was going to get drafted. They did work on him pre-draft, the Texas kicker, and they were shocked that he was there. You know, the Niners feel like you got to draft kickers and punters because it's the dumbest thing that you could ever do. But Jack Bowmester was still there. They got him a priority free agent. I think they want Jack to win this job, but this is a legit battle. So now back to Corliss Waitman. He's going into his seventh season, and man, he's played a lot. 230 career punts, 46.4 average, 71 long. Like, what he does best, and yes, I did dive into a bunch of metrics for punters to try to figure out what does he do well. Well, just last year alone, he was with the Steelers. Third most punts inside the 20. He had 34 punts inside the 20 last year. Third best in the NFL. 4.52 seconds hang time. All right. Well, what the hell does that mean? That's top five. Compare that to Thomas Morstead, the 49ers punter last year. He was second to last out of like 38 punters. 4.1. So you're going from 4.5 seconds hang time from 4.1. That's almost a full half second longer that ball's in the air to let your coverage team get down there. It mitigates explosives in the punt return game. That is huge. Yards per return, 7 yards flat. That's top 10 as well. He's on a one-year, $1.2 million deal, $475,000 guaranteed. That is huge. This dude's made $3.3 million in his career. Yeah, we're getting some punter talk. Corliss Waitman, legit shot. I think they want the other cat to win it. We'll talk about him. He is on this countdown, even though he's not on the roster, but he is on there. I'm not sure if Morstead retired, but he's 39. He went good last year, and he was god off. He had two 20-yard punts in the playoffs. I lost my mind. Probably the most upset. The injuries, all that stuff. A 20-yard punt whenever you, like, I lost my mind in the playoffs against the Eagles. Like, you've got to be kidding me. All notorious, my man, coming in with the kicker talk. Hang time equals more yards, especially in windy cities. Yeah, you get that up there. Yeah, I love it. Atomic. Hey, he can put in Australia though. There we go. That is right. Bowmaster can play in Australia. I love that. That is awesome. You guys are the best. Yeah. Who would know? You bring out the punter talk and you get all these Europeans and Australians and, you know, faithful from afar. I love you guys. You are the best of the best. Thank you guys. All right. Last one on the roster countdown today. Number 69. I told you we had a tight end. Braden Willis, been with the Niners for a minute, all the way since 2023. Very similar to a Nick Sakell. The hate isn't near as much for this player. The Niners like him a lot. He just doesn't get playing time because he could do a little bit of everything, and they keep him around because the tight end spot's so difficult, but he doesn't get playing time. In 2023, he was number 42 on this countdown. In 2024, he was 40. 2025, 66, and now he's 69. So back-to-back years falling. Where's jersey number 9? 6'4", 240, 26 years old, still young. He is 1 year older than some of the rookies they drafted. Him and Kalen Black are months apart, not years apart. Like, that's crazy to think about. Different times. He's from Oklahoma. Went to James Martin High School. Nicknamed Weight Room Willie. Played all of his college football in Oklahoma. Just a gym rat. It's what he was. He won awards at Oklahoma, the Don Key Award. Drafted in the 7th round. The 49ers said they had a 5th round grade on him. They took him in the 7th round. Do with that what you will. Just had it panned out. Really, he's been a special teams player and could back up, you know, the tight end spot, but that's about it. They even tried him at fullback. That was a horrible failure. They moved him back just to tight end. He's a practice squad guy. And now you got Rucci, you know, another priority free agent that's kind of fighting to take his job. Rucci's a vet, sorry. Dinkins is a priority free agent. But the Niners drafted him in the 7th round. That year they had 3 7th round picks. None of them have really panned out too much. He's played in 23 games, no catches, but 10 tackles, mostly on special teams and just blocking out there as a tight end. That's kind of what he does. 114 special team snaps last year. 1 year, $1.1 million, no guarantees. Made $2.1 million in his career. Now, you look at Braden Willis and the tight end depth chart. George Kittle, obviously, number one. The injury makes it a little weird. Jake Tongis, Luke Farrell, Khalil Dinkins, Braden Willis, Hayden Rucci. It's so thin. So, you know, we come in and we have Braden Willis, number 69. A lot of that's not because of Braden Willis. A lot of that's because the 49ers brought in no competition. And, man, sometimes the 49ers keep 4 tight ends. Well, if Kittle's not healthy week one, you only have 5 tight ends out there. Khalil Dinkins not even practicing. You have 4 tight ends practicing on this roster now for freaking OTAs. It's as thin of a position that exists in the entire NFL whenever a team uses so many damn tight ends. They don't do 13 personnel. And for anybody that's sitting there saying, oh, 13 personnel, it's huge. I want to see what Shanahan's not doing it. He's never done it. He's done some goal line sets, but like Shanahan's not doing the 13 personnel. I really thought you should have drafted a tight end last year. They didn't. I really thought they should have drafted a tight end this year. Didn't. They're just fine with what it is. And we all can't stand Luke Farrell, but he's going to be around. I wanted him cut. But, man, this room, it's safety and tight end, man. We said it before the draft. The Ashton Davis signing helped the safety room for sure. Could really use one of those safety signing or tight end, you know, vet signings here as well. But there are still guys out there. There are still guys out there, no doubt. Let's get to some of these comments. I love it. yeah, right here. He lasted longer than the 3rd round pick. Tight end we had a few years back, and I told you he would, right? Cam Latu. I was more upset at the Jake Moody pick that year, but the Cam Latu pick was just, it was bad. But at least there was a chance Cam Latu could be something because he actually at least plays a position. That was two of the worst picks ever. And I told you, like, I had a 7th round grade on Cam Latu. I had a 5th round grade on Braden Willis. I stand by that. And, yeah, Braden Willis has outlasted Cameron Latu, who was drafted in the 3rd. That was such a stupid pick. Logan, did Willis say after he's drafted 32 teams go to pay? He hasn't made anybody pay yet. B-Will DM'd me on Twitter. But please, I don't want to do that. Never mind. I ain't putting that up there. I didn't read the whole thing. It's a live show. Don't get mad at me, Notorious. You're the freaking man. And yeah, Brandon Willis probably going to make it with Kittle out. He will do what you want him to do, blocking wise, and he'll be a special teams player. There's value in that. Tight ends play special teams. That gives them an extra spot. It really, really does. Yeah, Farrell just, ugh. Willis better than Farrell. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, isn't that sad? Not, I mean, they play the two different tight end spots because Brandon Willis plays the move tight end spot usually. He can play both. Farrell cannot. I remember that stupid Seattle playoff game where there was just like a little nub route and Luke Farrell's wide open against the zone. Brock Purdy sees him, pump fakes it, pulls it down, and then it's just like, scrambles for his life. Two wide receivers are on the ground, and it's just like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I remember this play because Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings were on the ground, and the only open wide receiver is Luke Farrell, and Brock Purdy can't throw it to Luke Farrell because he's Luke Farrell. And just Brock Purdy run for his life. Like, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do in that situation? It's bad. Tight end room's rough, bro. It is. But that's our countdown. So, to summarize, we got Ashton Davis, 72. Nick Sakil, 71. James Thompson, 70. Corliss Waitman, 69. Oh, 70. And then Brandon Willis, 69. I messed up my numbers there. Ashton Davis was 73. But that's what it is. Our roster countdown series will continue. Brief update. I've taken a couple days off this week. It is our 20th anniversary officially. So me and the wife, we're going to take some time away in the middle of the week. So the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday shows we typically do, not going to do this week. I apologize. The missus and I get to celebrate a little bit. And then we're traveling a lot later for this. But for our actual anniversary, which is the 10th, you're just going to take some time off and just enjoy a little bit of life. And so, yeah, thank you. Appreciate the kind words. Hopefully she doesn't leave me before then, which is possible if she's smart. Thank you guys. I love the kind words. So just understand this week's show's going to be a little light, but it's a little bit of downtime and we're going to catch up. We'll continue our roster series. I'm probably going to get one more in before I take a couple days off, but I will let you guys know. Y'all are the absolute best. I'm so thankful that I get to spend this time with you. And thank you to Zach, Ben, and Josh for helping us with this roster countdown series. And until next time, stay strong, faithful. We out.